This is Public Radio 90, WNMU and WNMUFM.org. I'm Hans Ahlstrom, and joining us in the studio for the remainder of our weekday program is Danielle Simandl, the music director of the Superior String Alliance Camp. Welcome, Danielle.
Thanks.
The Superior String Alliance has been an organization around this area for almost 30 years now and gone through various changes. And I understand, Danielle, you've been the music director for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the current state of the Superior String Alliance?
Yeah, we run a camp in the summer, and it takes place out in Little Lake, Michigan, which is really close to Gwin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the Woodlands campus of the UP Bible Camps campus out there, which we rent every summer. The camp consists of a fourth and fifth grade camp, a middle school camp, and a high school camp,
okay,
each a week long.
And who are the instructors involved in the camp?
Well, a lot of instructors are actually people who grew up in the UP with me, and they are getting their degrees in music performance or music education currently, or have recently graduated and are in their very budding careers as professional musicians. So a lot of them are very young teachers who are very eager to learn how to teach better.
And they're getting a lot of great experience.
Right? Yes, definitely.
The camp is broken up into... Wait a minute. You mentioned earlier that... not only folks from the area, but there you have folks traveling back to the area who've been here before and come back to teach.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I grew up in Marquette, and
mm-hmm.
I never went to SSA as a camper myself, but there are a lot of people who I hire on as teachers who did go to the camp themselves, so it's pretty cool to have them have that perspective where they went to the camp, and then they come back, and they're suddenly the teachers 10 years later. There's also a couple people brought in from different states. We have one violin teacher from Montana and a cello teacher from Texas and another cello teacher from Wisconsin. And they're all amazing, amazing musicians and just really love what they do. And, convincing them to come to the UP for a week to teach kids string music in the middle of nowhere was not hard at all.
Well, coming to the UP is not hard at all, is it?
Not in the summer, at least,
no,
right?
Not. The camp is broken up according to age groups, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You've got sort of a beginner's young kids and then a sort of medium group and then the high schoolers. Tell us a little bit about the challenges of running the three different sets of age groups and skill levels.
Sure. Well, for the two previous summers that I was running the camp, we only had a middle school and high school camp.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we launched our fourth and fifth grade camp, which was extra exciting. We'd never had kids that young before. And that camp we only made 3 days long. So,
What kind of music do those young, because they're not skilled musicians, these are beginners.
Well, I mean, you'd be surprised, a lot of them are. It's just the amount of time that we have a camp to get a concert together is very limited, so it's just making sure that we allot enough time to get stuff together as a group. And a lot of them are awesome musicians, it's just that they've never played in an orchestra before, because
mm-hmm.
we don't actually have a lot of orchestra programs in the UP for fourth and fifth graders, while there are some for middle school and high school. So the big challenge is to suddenly have a conductor and be playing in a big group of kids your age, which is both exciting and pretty terrifying, I would assume. I think I was there once. It was really exciting. And then right now we're actually running our middle school camp, and a lot of those kids are used to playing in orchestra for 1 or 2 years, and they kind of know the drill. And for the fourth and fifth grade camp, the repertoire that we played is, it's a mix of stuff. Usually it can be anything from something that's actually written for fourth and fifth graders to something that's arranged for them that's a popular piece. So, for example, we played the William Tell Overture last week with
mm-hmm.
the fourth and fifth graders, but it was, a little slower, and
sure.
maybe it was more of a walking horse that you would see going to that music. But, it's extra fun, and everyone always recognizes the tune.
Yeah. And then what do you expect from the high schoolers?
Well, the high schoolers, they have the longest camp. It runs 6 days, so we have a lot of time to really devote to getting into the music really, really well. So the orchestra has two rehearsals every day, and we get about 7 or 8 pieces together, which are about 4 minutes long each. And we do a really big mix of stuff. Oftentimes we'll do like a movie soundtrack piece,
mm-hmm.
like we did Pirates of the Caribbean last year.
Nice.
We've done Jurassic Park. Stuff like, something that has an Irish fiddle influence on it, and maybe something that was actually just written for a high school string orchestra. And we also have a chamber music component, and a chamber chamber music is where we split off into smaller groups with three or four or five kids in a group, and they don't have a conductor, and they're coached by one of the faculty members, and they'll play one piece, and we have a separate concert for that too, since we have so many actual smaller ensembles that are broken into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are these concerts open to the public?
They sure are. Yeah, and they're free.
When do they take place?
They take place on, for this week, we have a chamber music recital put on by the middle schoolers on Thursday at 7 p.m. And then on Friday, we'll have our final orchestra concert also at 7 p.m. And both of those concerts are out at Little Lake.
Okay. And so now you've been doing this for 3 years now, and the program has grown quite a bit. What do you see in the coming years? What are you shooting for?
Well, right now I'm trying to get over my excitement that the middle school camp actually tripled in size within the last 3 years.
We had, wonderful.
Yeah, it was funny. We had eight campers for our middle school camp 3 years ago when I came in, and this year we're at full capacity, and we actually have no bunk beds left, which is, it's an exciting problem to have, and lunchtime or any mealtime is pretty chaotic, but it's a happy chaos, and the fourth and fifth grade camp was pretty small this year, but I definitely see that kind of having the same path where it grows pretty fast. So for the future, you know, it might be something where we have to rent a different campus just so we can have bigger numbers, or perhaps we have more sessions devoted to each of the age groups. We'll just have to see. You know, we have a really big team of people who are really devoted to this, our organization, and I think a lot of great ideas coming out of them. So we'll just have to have a big meeting after all the fun is done and talk about it.
How can folks find out more about the Superior String Alliance Camp?
You can find us online right now. Our website's kind of under construction, but we're planning on launching a new one by the end of August. So if you were to go online and look at it, you would get a good idea, but it just kind of needs a little bit of updating right now. So in a month's time, online for sure. We have an updated Facebook page where you can see a lot of our current pictures, and actually the concert schedule for the summer is also on our Facebook page.
Great. Just look for Superior String Alliance.
Everyone's on Facebook, so just go on there.
Just go there. Sounds great. Danielle, thank you so much. Danielle Simandl, the music director of the Superior String Alliance Camp. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.